My Heavenly Father, I lift up everybody in America and in the world that celebrate the holidays for this winter season coming up and for Thanksgiving coming up, Father God, in a day or two. Father God, I lift up everybody in America, from every man, woman, boy, and girl that celebrate Thanksgiving and the ones that do not celebrate Thanksgiving nor any of the winter holidays. Father God, I lift them up to you, and I just ask that you cover and protect them with the blood of Jesus from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet, that you will cover their loved ones and family members and pets and homes and houses, boats and cars, Father God, businesses and jobs and health, Father God, with the blood of Jesus, that you will cover all your children and the persecuted lambs everywhere in America, everywhere in the world. Father God, with the blood of Jesus, that you will send your guardian angels to protect your children and the persecuted and everybody in America and everywhere in the world. Father God, every man, woman, boy, and girl, and animals everywhere in the world. Father God, with your guardian angels to encamp around everyone, Father God, to protect them from all evil, danger, and harm, Father God, and premature death and witchcraft attacks, Father God, and evil, terrorism, and natural disaster weather, Father God, and from too much cold, Father God, cold climates, Father God, and for all the ones that are suffering, Father God, that have lost homes and cars and businesses and jobs due to disaster weather like hurricanes and earthquakes and floods and stuff, Father God, in different parts of America and different parts of the world. I pray that you will comfort them on every side and provide for them, Father God, everything that they need, the bare necessities and resources, Father God, and food, a safe place to lay their head, blankets and medical supplies and shoes and warm clothing and blankets, Father, and toiletries and shelters to lay their heads in for them and their family and their pets, Father God, and that you will just provide good people in their path and ministers of the gospel, the minister, the salvation message of Jesus Christ, and to pray for them and to have compassion for them, Father God, to encourage them in the Lord and the word and the gospel of Jesus in these different places in America and in all over the world that has been affected by disaster weather, that have been targeted by disaster weather, especially the ones that are homeless because of disaster weather, Father God. And it's not going to be so much of a holiday season for them or Thanksgiving for them because they're homeless and their homes are damaged and cars are damaged, their jobs are lost and businesses are destroyed or whatever, Father God, and they have nowhere to live and they lost loved ones or pets or homes and cars and through floods and natural disaster weather, earthquakes and stuff, Father God. So I just really pray that you will really supernaturally comfort these people with extra compassion and love and comforts on every side, that you will send your comforting angels to comfort these precious souls during this holiday season, Father God, of Thanksgiving and the winter holidays and beyond, Father God, and that you will restore everything that was stolen from them through bad weather, Father God, in Jesus Christ's name, and that you will keep these people safe and sound, Father God, in your perfect peace and your comforts, and that you will send the right type of relief and help their way for people that can help them, Father God, and that you will cover the rescuers and comfort them on every side that went out to help people and rescue people, Father God, and clean up the debris of disaster storms and looking for people and dead bodies or injured bodies, and that you will heal the ones that got injured in the storms, Father God, and find the ones that got lost and heal the ones that lost loved ones in the storms, Father God, in the disaster weathers in different parts of the world and in different parts of America and in Florida with the Ian storm and with the Nicole storm, Father God, if I got that storm right. In Jesus Christ's name, and with this cold wizard weather, with people that's struggling in the snow and the houses got and roofs got torn because of the snow and the blizzards and very cold areas, Father God, and they freezing. I pray that you warm them up with your heat, Father God, of love, your heat of compassion, your heat of comfort, Father God, that you will supply them with heat and energy and power, Father God. And anybody that needs power in these disaster places that have been destroyed by bad weather, disaster weather, Father God, any part of the world, any part of America, and in Florida, Father, that you will protect the people in Florida from the contaminated waters that's been disease or, Father God, with bacteria and different types of white foam looking stuff that's deadly and sickly, that you protect anyone in those areas in Florida from infirmities, from diseases and sickness, from bad weather, from bad water, bacteria water, polluted water, Father God, in Florida, in Jesus Christ's name. Father, I just pray for all the ones that do celebrate the holiday or don't celebrate Thanksgiving or whatever, Father God, or any winter holiday during this year, Father God. I pray that you just really keep them in your perfect peace and comfort them on every side, because a lot of people this year have went through a lot of disastrous stuff besides bad weather, loss of jobs, loss of loved ones, people dying in COVID, Father God, with diseases and losing loved ones by COVID and losing jobs through COVID and losing a lot of different things, Father God, and not having bare necessities or monies to supply their loved ones and themselves, provide for themselves. And so I just pray that you provide for these families that have also lost things behind COVID, Father God, and the aftermaths of it, and behind loved ones, and spending a lot of money on medical expenses for loved ones and for themselves, Father God, that you'll recover them and heal them and make them whole, that you recover and heal their finances and their pocketbooks, and restore their pocketbooks, Father God, to wholeness in Jesus Christ's name. And I pray, Father, for the ones that will be celebrating Thanksgiving. I pray that you will bless them with traveling mercies, Father, as they travel to and fro to their loved ones, to their significant others, Father God, whether they're traveling through plane, car, on foot, on boat, on ship, Father God, on bus, Greyhound, or whatever, local buses, bicycles, Father God, whatever type of transportation, I pray that you extend mercy, traveling mercies to everyone that's traveling, especially upon your children and the persecuted lambs everywhere in the world and everywhere in America, and that you'll protect these precious souls when they're traveling from all evil, danger, and harm, and that you will send your angels to encamp around everybody as they travel, Father God, that they won't be hijacked, they won't be robbed, they won't be stranded, they won't be stuck somewhere, Father God, and they won't be attacked, and they won't be attacked by terrorists or any type of bad weather or any type of evil, that you will send your angels to encamp around them in their cars, and that you will cover all the travelers with the blood of Jesus and their vehicles and all types of transportations with the blood of Jesus and their traveling mercies with the blood of Jesus in Jesus Christ's name. And I pray that you will help everyone get to and fro to the places, Father God, safely during these holiday seasons and during the Thanksgiving season, and that you protect the ones that's traveling on plane and the airports, Father, that you will give them traveling mercies with airplanes, Father God, and that you will cover the airplanes and the air pilots with the blood of Jesus and from keeping them from having any type of disasters and deaths and crashes in Jesus Christ's name with the blood of Jesus, that your angels will encamp around those airplanes and the pilots and give the pilots wisdom where to go and where not to go and what to do and how to steer that airplane, Father God, safely and wisely in Jesus Christ's name. And I pray, Father God, that you help everybody drive safely as they travel to and fro to their loved ones. And I pray that everyone that's going to visit their loved ones, family members, significant others, friends, or whoever, that they will have a blessed time and a fun-filled time with their loved ones and family members, Father. In Jesus Christ's name, without any strife, but with harmony and peace and love and kindness and safety, Father God, in Jesus Christ's name, that you will cover all families all over America and everywhere in the world where they celebrate these holidays, and the ones that don't celebrate the holidays, especially your children and the persecuted that are celebrating the holidays of Thanksgiving on winter holidays, or preparing for the holidays, Father, or not preparing for holidays, or don't celebrate the holidays, with the blood of Jesus, that you would just send your angels to encamp around your people and the persecuted lambs, and to comfort them on every side. For anyone that feel like they're alone, that feel lonely and suicidal and depressed because of various situations, Father God, of somebody dumping them, bad relationships, rejection, divorces, losses of relationships, Father God, losses of loved ones by death and losses of pets, or just breakouts and fallouts in families, Father God, in relationships, that you will heal their broken heart and soothe them on every side and comfort them on every side in their hearts and their souls and their minds, that you will send your angels to comfort them and to surround them with your peace and comforts, Father God, and that you will uplift their souls and their spirits. For anyone that's feeling down and lonely and depressed and suicidal, that you will break these evil spirits of depression and suicide and despair and aloneness, loneliness off of them, Father God, and deep hurt off of them, and rejection off of them, with the blood of Jesus, Father God, for the ones that are feeling wounded because they have been dumped by people of all types of relationships, or they lost loved ones, or they lost jobs and they don't have money to do what they want to do or need to do for themselves and their families and stuff, and by the bare necessities or to buy food or pay bills or whatever, that you'll provide for these wonderful souls that need money, that need employment, that need food, that need clothing and shelter, that need to be able to pay their bills, that you would do a miracle, do financial miracles for these people everywhere in America and everywhere in the world that are struggling because of losses of natural disaster weather and COVID issues, Father God, of losing jobs or layoffs or whatever, Father God, in Jesus Christ's name, and people that are lonely, that need fellowship, good fellowship, that you provide them with loving, kind fellowship for people that want fellowship, that want to be with people, Father God, and people that are feeling peaceful about being alone and just be with you. I thank you for just surrounding them with more of your peace to be with Jesus, that you will help people to get closer to Jesus and cleave to Jesus during these holiday seasons, during Thanksgiving, and have a heart of thanksgiving, Father God, towards you and for all the good things that you have done for them and are doing for them, Father God, this year and even at this present day and time, Father, and that they will always have a heart of gratitude for anything that you do for them, for any blessings you bestow upon them beyond Thanksgiving Day, every day, Father God, because every day is Thanksgiving, Father God, to thank you for all the good things that you do for us, Father God, for people. So I pray that you remind your children of that and the persecuted of that, and that you will comfort the ones that's being bullied and gang-stalked and harassed through the gang-stalking program, covert gang-stalking programs, and other modern-day slavery programs, that you will comfort them on every side and soothe them in their hearts and put them at ease, that you will send your angels of comfort and peace and love around them and surround them with your love and your peace and your joy and your comforts, Father, and and that you will send people to love them, that you will love upon them, that you will send your angels to love upon them, that they will feel your presence, that you will surround them with your presence of peace and love and joy, your spirit around them, that they will feel your presence and your spirit of the Holy Ghost around them, Father God, in Jesus Christ's name, that you will uplift their souls if they're feeling down about anything. You will uplift their spirits, Father, because you are their sustainer and helper and keeper for your people and the persecuted everywhere in the world. Father, I just pray that you help them not to feel lonely, Father God, even though they are isolated behind slander campaigns, behind witchcraft, and behind rejection and everything, and people they surrounded by a bunch of enemies in the gang stalking program that turn on them, and that's nothing but enemies and witches or whatever that just want to be mean and mistreat them, because during this winter season, Father God, and this of winter holidays, the witches get more mean toward the persecuted, toward your children and the lambs, and do mean things to them. People get nasty. The stalkers and the bullies get more meaner, Father God, toward the persecuted, toward your lambs and your children, Father God. So I pray that you strengthen your children by your might, and that you would shower them with kindness and love, Father God, that you would give them favor and extend mercy out to your children and the persecuted lambs everywhere in the world, everywhere in America, Father, doing this mean streak of a season where witches and perpetrators and stalkers and bullies are so mean to them, Father God, through these modern day slavery programs, through the covert gang stalking program systems, Father God, and even outside of the programs, because now people just get more waxing more and more mean nowadays. And holidays is not as cheerful as they used to be, and people are not as nice as you used to be back in the old days. People are getting more meaner and more hateful. So I pray that you heal any of your children from the wounds of hatred and slander and gossip and cruelty and witchcraft attacks, that you protect your children and the persecuted lambs, Father God, from all witches and witchcraft attacks, Father, and abductions and all types of evil, danger, and harm, Father God, and premature death, Father God, in Jesus Christ's name, that you will cover all your children and persecuted lambs with the blood of Jesus, from the crown of the heads to the soles of their feet, Father God, in Jesus Christ's name. And I pray that your children will get closer to Jesus and cleave to Jesus and hold on to Jesus and put their trust in Jesus and you and your word, and get deeper into your word and get in a serious relationship with Jesus, get more serious about Jesus, Father God, into prayer and fasting, Father God, in your word, and living righteously before you, Father God, in Jesus Christ's name. And the persecuted would do the same everywhere in the world, Father God. And I pray that you bring more people to repentance, that you send your angels to bring people to repentance, to repent of their wicked sins and turn to righteousness and turn to Jesus and get saved in Jesus Christ's name, that people will accept Jesus Christ as a personal Lord and Savior and get right with Jesus and get gung-ho with Jesus, get serious and solid with Jesus and put their trust in Jesus and your word and the promises of you, Father God, of your word. And Father, I just pray in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, that everybody will be in peace and harmony with each other when they go to these family get-togethers. During Thanksgiving and the winter holidays, they will be at peace. They will be in forgiveness toward one another. They won't be in strife. They won't be throwing past stuff up, Father God, to get in arguments and hold grudges, that they die to grudges and unforgiveness and bitterness and strife, that it won't be no strife in these family get-togethers, Father God, and social gatherings and festivities in Jesus Christ's name, or violence whatsoever. No terrorism among family members and loved ones and significant others, or split ups, Father God, but there will be peace and harmony and joy and love and reverence, that family members will have respect for one another without that critical spirit of strife and calling each other's names and disrespecting each other, but they will respect each other in various ways, Father God. I pray that they will have harmony and have fun together and do fun things together and enjoy their meal and be grateful for what they have. Be grateful for the blessings that they already have and not have no heart of disgratitude, Father God, but have a heart of gratitude for what they have, Father God, and count the blessings that you have already given them, Father, and that they already have in Jesus Christ's name, and not to gripe and murmur and complain over stuff that they don't have, Father God, but to be grateful and look at what they already have from you, Father God, and be gracious unto you, because you are the one that's blessing them, Father God, to have what they need and want, Father God, and desire. And I just thank you and I praise you, Father God, for blessing your people, the persecuted, Father God, to be in your presence in prayer and praise and thanksgiving and worship with you, and they would have a fun time, quality time with you, Father God, and with themselves, and some rejuvenation and rest time with themselves and with you, and the rest in you. Your children would rest in you, the persecuted would rest in you, because you are their rest, and they would just have some fun time with themselves, with you in fellowship, and with their pets and loved ones, Father God, in Jesus Christ's name. And for the ones that are loners, that has to be lone because that's just the way their circumstances are, Father God, that they would rejoice in being alone and won't feel alone, Father God, and won't get into evil relationships that's lined up by the devil. That you would help your people not to get into evil relationships that's sent by the devil, that's lined up by the devil out of loneliness and out of desperation, out of rejection, in Jesus Christ's name, not to make bad decisions and getting in relationships with people or allowing evil people to come in their lives because of the holidays, Father God. And I pray that over myself as well. I pray that especially over your children, Father God, and the persecuted, especially the persecuted that's isolated, because narcissists love to prey on the isolated and the loners that are being persecuted in these modern day slavery programs or outside of these programs, Father God, on the loners. So I pray that you help the ones that are isolated not to enter into evil relationships and hook up with evil people, abusive people that want to come in their lives to hurt them, to kill, steal, and destroy them, that you protect them and give them the strength not to get in those type of relationships that's lined up by the devil, that's promoted by the kingdom of darkness, Father God, in Jesus Christ's name, that you will cover your people with your hedge and shield of protection, Father God, with your glory shield, Father God, that you protect your children from all witchcraft attacks, curses, hexes, vexes, jinxes, and omens, witches and wizards and vampires, from people that operate in the vampire spirit as well to drain their energy, in Jesus Christ's name, from evil eye and astral projection witchcraft, from satanic activities, Father God, and festivities, in Jesus Christ's name, that you'll protect your children from predators, Father God, evil perverts and abductors and traffickers, in Jesus Christ's name. And from any type of satanic ritualistic abuse and any type of terrorism and violence, Father God, and strife and abductions and thefts and robberies and hijackings and house robbings or whatever, burglaries and thieveries, Father God, and scams, online scams, that you will help your people not to buy into the home online scams and phone scams, Father God, financial scams and stuff, especially because these scammers like to come out, and that you get as many people as they can to cheat them out of money through scams and scandals. In Jesus Christ's name, that you protect people from that during these holidays. In Jesus Christ's name, with your power and your anointing and the blood of Jesus, that you help people have wisdom about that and be aware, Father God, about those things, not to be manipulated and deceived into doing that, and especially even me, in Jesus Christ's name. And I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you'll provide anyone that needs food for Thanksgiving meals, Father God, for their families, that you provide them with all the turkeys and the Thanksgiving food that they need, and beverages and that they need for their families, for people that cannot afford to buy
food and for Thanksgiving or for their loved ones and family members and for elderly people, Father God, too, to cook for them, that you provide for the elderly people and the homeless people and the persecuted and for the animals, Father God, in Jesus Christ's name, the stray and homeless animals too, that you take care of them with food and provision and home and love and compassion as well. Animals everywhere in the world during these holiday seasons, Father God, holiday seasons, this winter holiday, in Jesus Christ's name, for these winter months, for December. And Father God, and for this November and Thanksgiving. And I pray, Father God, that you protect the animals from all evil, danger, and harm and premature death, as well as protecting the children from premature death and satanic ritualistic abuse and abductions and tortures and rituals, Father God, in Jesus Christ's name, with the blood of Jesus, that you cover all the children and the homeless and the elderly and the sickly and the animals everywhere in the world, everywhere in America, with the blood of Jesus, with your hedge and shield of protection, in Jesus Christ's name, and all the ones that are sick in the hospital, from children to adults and elderly people and rest homes, Father, in hospitals and homes, the blood of Jesus, that you protect all animals on the farm and stray animals and sick animals and hospitals and stuff, the blood of Jesus, with your hedge and shield of protection, with your angels encamping around the animals and the elderly and the children and the homeless and the prisoners, Father God, and the military and the police, that you'll protect the military and police for doing dangerous work during these holiday seasons, because people, criminals, seem to act out really bad, you know, show off, you know, during the holiday season, Father God. So I pray that you protect the military and police and securities in the stores and stuff from premature death and shootouts and stuff and stabbings and all types of danger from evil criminals, Father God, from evil people, that you cover the police and the firemen and the military people with the blood of Jesus, that's doing dangerous work in the law enforcement and the lawyers and judges too, Father God, and the firefighters with the blood of Jesus, and the rescuers that's rescuing people with disaster situations, with weather disaster situations, from all harm and danger and evil and premature death and witchcraft attacks, with the blood of Jesus, with your hedge and shield of protection, that you would send your angels to encamp around people that are doing dangerous jobs, like police and fire people and military people, security guards and rescue people, Father God, hospital people in hospitals too, because sometimes it can be dangerous to work in hospitals because of certain things, criminals breaking in hospitals and hijack and banks and stuff. So I pray that you protect them, even in the banks, Father, with the blood of Jesus, from robberies and stuff in the banks, in Jesus Christ's name, because some people get so desperate in the holidays because they don't have no money or job, or they just greedy criminals that just want to cause problems and get money the dirty way, the dishonest way. So I pray that you just protect people, Father God, from violent spirit to people and terrorists throughout the whole nation of America and everywhere in the world during these holiday seasons and during the Thanksgiving holiday season and beyond, Father God, in Jesus Christ's name. And I thank you for protecting people from violence and terrorism and premature death and witchcraft attacks, Father, in Jesus Christ's name. And I thank you for just blessing everyone with a blessed holiday season, with a blessed Thanksgiving season, whether people celebrate, some people celebrate the holidays or not, that you bless them and protect them anyway, Father, and love on them and shower them with your love, and that you will just comfort the people that just are going through so much hell because they lost so much throughout this year because of COVID, because of natural disaster, witchcraft attacks, and because of just natural things just happening in life, you know, Father God. In Jesus Christ's name, that you will provide for them and let them know that you're there for them and they're not alone and you're always with them and that you would never leave them nor forsake them, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I ask that you cover and seal this podcast and this prayer with the blood of Jesus. In my podcast anchor shows and episodes with the blood of Jesus, that you cover me and protect me with the blood of Jesus. And I thank you for showering your love upon all people and all humanity, every man, boy, and girl, every man, woman, boy, and girl everywhere in the world, in America, in Canada, in every nation in the world, Father, during these holiday seasons and during Thanksgiving, that everybody will have a fun-filled, fun time with themselves, with you, and with their pets and their loved ones and family members. Father God, wherever they go and whatever they do, or rather they choose to rest, that they get a chance to rest and rejuvenate, Father God, and rest their bodies, that they're tired. For some people that worked so hard, you know, an overtime doing different types of jobs and stuff, they didn't get a chance to rest. But this holiday, they will get a chance to rest. Hopefully, Father, that they rest and get plenty of sleep and rejuvenation and recreation for themselves and replenish their souls, Father God, and their bodies in Jesus Christ's name, and have a heart of gratitude towards you and towards Jesus, and be thankful for the ones that they have in their lives, that they give thanksgiving to the people that they love too, and tell their loved ones how much they appreciate them and love them too, and how thankful they are toward them when they gather together in the family, Father God, as well as thanking you for everything as well in Jesus Christ's name, and not take any one of their loved ones for granted or take you for granted for what you do for them. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ's name, to have a heart of gratitude all the time, every day, including today. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.